Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 52, verse 4. And in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came with all his army against Jerusalem and laid siege to it, and they built siege works all around it. What is being described here in Jeremiah 52, what we see in 2 Kings 24 and 25, is the destruction of the city of Jerusalem at the hands of the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. And as I read this, I can't help but to think about this entire book, the book of Jeremiah, as God has said through the prophet Jeremiah over and over and over again, judgment is coming, judgment is coming, judgment is coming because of your sin against me. And yet over and over and over again, the people of God did not listen to the word of God. They didn't listen to Jeremiah. They did not trust God's word. And as a result, Jerusalem was destroyed and the people of God were scattered into exile. The lesson is clear. God's word is true. God's promises will come to pass. So trust his word. Specifically, the lesson is true that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Not just of a nation upon another nation like we see here in Jeremiah, but God's holy judgment is coming upon the nations and all people, among all people groups who do not trust his word, who do not trust in his salvation, who do not turn to him from sin. Judgment is coming. Like I just want to say that loud and clear to every person who's listening to this. I'm assuming that most people who are listening to this are followers of Jesus, but if you have not trusted in Jesus, please hear this. Judgment is coming. You will pay the price for your sin. If you do not trust in Jesus, you will spend eternity separated from the love and mercy and grace of God in everlasting suffering, everlasting punishment for sin. Judgment is coming. Turn and trust in Jesus today. Like he's paid the price for your sin if you will only trust in him. And trust his word today. Can't say it with enough urgency. Trust his word today. And then for every Christian who knows this, for every follower of Jesus who has experienced salvation from coming judgment, like let's tell people today about this. Like today, tell people that judgment's coming, but salvation is available in Christ. Like, don't keep this news to yourself if you know something horrible is coming. Like eternal, everlasting suffering, if you know that's coming, then tell people about it. Especially when you know how they can be saved from it. Like, tell somebody today that they can be saved from coming judgment through what Jesus did on the cross for them. Tell people, write around us today about this, and let's tell all the peoples of the earth this. We need to work, we must work to get this message to everyone in the world, to the Saeed in Bangladesh, over 1 million people in Bangladesh, and this people group, the Saeed, who don't know this gospel, have never heard the good news of Jesus' salvation from coming judgment. Oh God, please. Please help us to trust your word even right now. So many days we live like judgment is not coming. You've said it over and over and over again. Yet we live like it's not coming. So God, I pray that people would trust in Jesus right now. And then God, I pray that all who know Jesus, who have trusted in Jesus, would proclaim salvation from coming judgment today. God, please, 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 may our lips not be silent with this message. May you use our lives, our families, our churches to make this message known to all kinds of people right around us, and God, to all kinds of people all around the world. God, we pray for unreached people, for people who've never heard this good news. This is, oh, God, we pray for the spread of your gospel to the ends of the earth. We pray daily for these unreached people groups. We pray specifically today for the Syed in Bangladesh. Please, oh God, may they be saved from your coming judgment. Cause people to go to them. Raise up workers to go to them to bring good news of your salvation from coming judgment. Cause somebody who's listening to this right now to go to the Syed in Bangladesh, that they might be saved from coming judgment. Jesus, we praise you for your salvation from coming judgment. And we pray all this in your name. Amen.